you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supplied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the ravers. I'm Brian Young. I'll be here till 4. I can take your request. Well, I'm not sure if the phone's working because I tried to call in earlier and it wasn't, but you can try. 855-915-9636. Got a request. And I think in a little while I'm going to go through my emails and see. I'm not good at keeping up on my email, but a few people have sent me some songs they would like played, and it would be my pleasure if I can find them again. We'll start off, though, with the Coat Hangers. This is Burn Me, 91.5 MFO.
We'll be right back. The interesting and unusual sounds of Hawkwind for their hit number Silver Machine.
91.5 WMFO. Stiff Little Fingers right there with Get a Life. What have we heard before that? Started the show with the Coat Hangers. Burn Me had the Chats in there. Do What I Want. Amel and the Sniffers with Hurts. Hawkwind, Silver Machine. You know the rest. Have a request. 855-915-9636. But I was told the phones aren't working. So what I like to do... Yes, Leslie, I saw your requests. I will play them after I do this a little bit. Gmail time. I don't go into my email as much as I should, but I've got a few requests that they've sent me through email. So I'm going to try and play it right off of that, see how we go here. First one is John Pohaita's International Airport with a new song called Knoxville on MFO. MFO, John Pohaita Airport, International Airport, right there with a new one, Knoxville. Next one from my email is The Coice. The Coice. I know Cal Cali was telling me that they sent me something, and I know it's not right before their show like they wanted me to play it, but it's getting done now. This one's called It's Not That Hard to Say Goodbye. Check it out on MFO.
sad. Just make sure that you don't get too mad. Just as long as you know what's coming, keep your arms wide open and I'll come running. Don't be afraid to run away a while, waste some time in the shade. It's not that hard to say goodbye.
Okay, the third song off my email, and then I'm going to button up this little segment. Like, good songs. That one was The Cois. And this one, it says it's Danny the K, but we know him better as Dan Kopko. Solo release. Roller Derby Girl. Let's check it out.
Smoke like clouds that flow above the earth. dressing up for the hurt. She knows it's getting my fate easy for a girl on the dole, racing past the busy people alone. And she blows, flying round in circles like that smoke. She's in a world. Little roll-a-dabby girl, little roll-a-dabby girl, little roll-a-dabby girl. Ooh, little roll-a-dabby girl, little roll-a-dabby girl.
I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Shanghai Lowe's there with Billy. Billy boy. 91.5 WMFO. Leslie had a few requests. I'm going to kind of honor her requests. I'm going to play the Cars Cruiser, which she asked for. B-52's Private Idaho. I played it last week, if you are listening. So we'll play a different B-52's one. And then she said Beck, Loser. Played way too many times on terrestrial, this is terrestrial radio, on commercial radio. So we're going to pick a different Beck one. Play this game, Leslie. Try and figure out which ones I'm going to play.
Loser. Come gather round me, people. Here's a story you never heard about me and my friends and some things that occurred. We thought we'd get some money. We thought that we might go spend a weekend pleasant down in Mexico. I was working at McDonald's, doing the late night run, when the car pulled up the drive-thru and pointed out a gun. Said, give us all your money and three Big Macs to go. I stuffed them all in a bag and I ducked down below. Well, the boss got angry when he found out I didn't call the police. I guess I was kinda nervous. There was a warrant out on me concerning some jaywalking tickets I couldn't afford to pay. Needless to say, I got the axe that same day. Well, me being out of work just then, I didn't want to go home. My mom said if I lost this job, I'd have to go out on my own. So I went over to Dave's house and got really stoned. Called up some girls, but none of them were home. Steve came over and he brought some alcohol. We're all getting really depressed, just staring at the wall. Thought if we get some money, we thought that we might go spend a weekend pleasant down in Mexico. Steve's dad had a hunting rifle and we went and picked it up. We stopped into the 7-Eleven to try our luck. We raised up that hunting rifle, but the counter guy just laughed as he pulled out an Uzi. We turned and hauled ass. We were running so fast till we came to McDonald's where I used to work. We walked up through the drive-thru and gave my boss a jerk. Said, give us all your money and three Big Macs to go. And suck on this, you weasel, we're going to Mexico. Down south, we all got really wasted. Dave got a case of the runs. We're all really hungover and getting low on funds. Dave and Steve called their parents and took the bus back home. Me, I got a job at McDonald's down in Mexico.
Surprise!
91.5 WMFO Medford. A crash course for the Ravy Show. Three for Leslie. The Cars with Cruiser. Beck with Mexico. The B-52s. Party Out of Bounds. I think it's time for a Ramones block. Ninety-1.5 WMFO in Medford.
She came from a happy home, a very happy home, a very happy home. Personality, a great student, naturally she had it all worth it. But things aren't what they seem. Is this real or just a dream? And things will never, ever be the same again. She came from a happy home, a very happy home, a home of happiness. This personality, a great student, naturally she had it all in place. But things aren't what they seem. Is this real or just a dream? Things will never, ever be the same again. The dangers. It's the dangers of love. Ah, yeah, yeah. The dangers. It's the dangers. She came from a happy home, a very happy home, a very happy scene. She caught him with another, it turns out.